the word of God. Amen. That's what we came for. Amen. Let's go to the book of Jonah, chapter 1. Book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 1 through 6. We're going to stand up for the reading of God's word. If you have any questions, please let me know after the service. And I appreciate it for your time. We also have some prayer cards. And I'll put some here just in case you want to take it with you and pray for us and for our ministry. And we'll also be praying for you and your church that God will use you here in this area and around the world. Jonah chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 1 through 6. What I normally do in my church there, pastored, I read verse 1, and then everybody reads verse 2, and we go like that to verse 6. So Jonah chapter 1. Verse 1 through 6, the Bible says this way, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying," altogether, "arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast for the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, and so be that God will think upon us that we perish not." Heavenly Father, thank you for the service tonight. Thank you for this church. Thank you for Pastor Pope. Please help me to preach your word and that we can be encouraged and we can be exhorted to keep on doing your work, that we can be doing what you have called us to do. Thank you. We love you in the name of Jesus. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you. We see here a story that is very known for us. Amen. In Sunday school, the children, the young people, is one of the famous stories that they like to hear about the story of Jonah. Here, Jonah was a preacher, and God had called him to go to the city of Nineveh. Nineveh, we know, is a Gentile city. There were enemies of Jonah's people, God's people. And it was, the Bible says, it was a city filled with sin. There in verse 2, the Bible says, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." So we see here that it was a city that was filled with sin. But God had mercy towards this city. God wanted this people to have an opportunity to repent of their sin. So God said, Jonah, he wanted to be one of the first missionaries to a Gentile city. But we know the story that Jonah didn't want to go. The Bible says here that the Lord, in verse 2, that he's going to arise to go to Nineveh. In verse 3, the Bible says, but Jonah rose up. Well, he partially obeyed. He arose, but instead of rising to obey the Lord, he arose to disobey. And we know that sometimes when God has called us and you hear the preaching of the word of God, the teaching of the word of God, and the Lord touches your heart to arise and to do a change in your life and to obey him, sometimes you arise, but you arise not to obey, but to disobey, to turn your back against God and turn back against the commandments of God. But here we see that Jonah rose up and he fled, the Bible says, to Tarshish. And we know the story that the Bible says he went into the ship, but God in his mercy sent out a great wind, a great tempest, the Bible says. But then the Bible tells us that in that great tempest, Jonah was sleeping. Imagine in this great storm, everybody was afraid. The mariners who knew how to control a ship in the middle of a storm, they were even afraid, the Bible tells us, in the middle of that storm, in the middle of being punished by God, Jonah was asleep. The Bible tells there in verse 5 at the end, and he lay and was fast asleep. Now, sleep is not bad. Sleep helps us to rest, to give us that energy that we need to do God's will, to do what we need to do in our lives. The Bible even tells us that the Lord rested. But sleep done in excess, it could become sin. And the Bible tells us that not only sin, if we do an, sleeping in excess can be sin, but also sleeping spiritually is something that God does not like. God doesn't want us to sleep spiritually. Now, what does sleep mean? The word sleep means to be unconscious. The word sleep means to be in a non-action state. It means to ignore. Us as men, we knew that. We know that pretty well. Amen. When we're sleeping, the children can be crying, the baby can be crying, and in the middle of midnight, and we're fast asleep. At morning, maybe our wives wake us. When we were waking, our wives saw us, you know, you hear the baby crying, amen? You hear our baby boy, our baby girl crying, and said, no, you know, we were fast asleep, amen? We were sleeping. Why? We were unconscious, amen? We were ignoring what was happening around us. Well, God tells us that God doesn't want us to sleep spiritually. We see here that Jonah was sleeping. Instead of seeing his condition, the situation he was sleeping. The Bible says he was fast asleep. As Christians, we need to be alert. As Christians, we need to be vigilant. As Christians, we need to be awakened. And God wants us tonight to realize that we need to be Christians to be awakened to do God's will. Maybe tonight you're fast asleep like Noah. Maybe not physically, but maybe spiritually. And I want to encourage you tonight about why people sleep spiritually. Maybe there's a reason why you tonight are sleeping spiritually. Maybe as a church, you're excited what the Lord is doing. And maybe you're going, the church here is going out sowing and being faithful to the Lord and reaching the lost and doing this part for missions. Maybe, but you're in the church, you're not doing that part. Maybe you're not serving the Lord. Maybe you're not giving to missions. Maybe you're not faithful to church. And maybe there are some reasons why you're asleep spiritually. We're going to see that tonight in the few minutes that I have there in Jonah chapter 1 and verse 3. The Bible tells us one of the reasons why people sleep spiritually. The Bible says, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. In the last part of verse 3, the Bible says, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Why Christians sleep spiritually? Why people sleep spiritually? Because they're hiding, they're fleeing from the presence of God. You see, Jonah here was fleeing. He was ignoring. He wants to ignore the voice of God. He didn't want to listen what the Lord was commanding him to do. And so the Bible says, because he wanted to ignore the voice of the Lord, he went to a ship, he went to the most outer part of that ship, and he went to sleep. Jonah was there unconscious. He was ignoring the storm. He didn't know what's happening around him. Yeah, the mariners were afraid. Those rough men, they knew how to handle a ship in the middle of the storm. Those rough men that lived more at sea than in land were afraid, the Bible says. They became religious. They started to pray to their own God. But we see here Jonah was not afraid. Why? Because he was fast asleep. And the Bible says that because of his disobedience, he was affecting others. In verse 4, the Bible says at the last part, it says, so that the ship was like to be broken because of his disobedience, because he was running and hiding from the presence of God. The Bible says that he was affecting others. As Christians, if we're sleeping spiritually, we're affecting others. We're affecting our marriages. We're affecting our families. We're affecting our church. And the Bible tells us here that the ship was like to be broken. And many Christians, their marriage is about to be broken. Maybe their families is about to be broken. Their lives to be destroyed. And they're sleeping spiritually because they're unconscious what's going around them. And we see here that this Jonah, this preacher, this Christian man was sleeping spiritually. Maybe tonight you're sleeping spiritually because you're hiding from the presence of God. Now, you know, we need the presence of God. I mean, the only way we can serve the Lord, the only way we can have the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit is through the presence of God. I mean, I cannot preach, I cannot teach, I cannot do the work that God has called me without the presence of God. And I know Pastor Pope knows that, and I know he looks for the presence of God in his life. And as Christians, we all need the presence of God. But why run from the presence of God? Well, we see here that it's because we don't want to obey the voice of God. Sometimes when you come to church and the pastor gives his heart in the preaching and he loves you and he preaches for your good, maybe you take it the wrong way. Maybe God has called you, maybe through the Holy Spirit, God has called you for full-time service, to be a pastor or be a deacon or be a Sunday school teacher. But you say, you know what? I don't want to do that. I want to be a missionary. I don't want to go to a foreign country and leave my comfort, my area here, what I know for the rest of my life. I don't want to leave that. I don't want to leave my job, my career. The Lord wants you not to hide from his presence. God wants you to arise, not to disobey. God wants you to arise to obey. So why Christians or people sleep spiritually? Because they're hiding from the presence of God. But number two, they're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. God, the Lord give us another reason why people sleep spiritually. They're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 4. The Bible tells there, but ye brethren are not in darkness, that day shall overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day, and we are not of the night nor of darkness. Verse 6. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. The Bible tells us, let us not sleep. Why we should not sleep? Because we're children of light, the Bible tells us. But many Christians are sleeping because they're in darkness. There in verse 4, the Bible says, ye are not in darkness. The Lord took us out of darkness to put us in his light. But many Christians want to live and walk in darkness. Many Christians are still living in a certain sin. Maybe there's a sin in your heart today. Maybe there's something that you don't want to give up. You want to still live in darkness in that area of your life. Maybe it's in marriage. Maybe it's in your finances. Maybe it's a certain sin that overcomes you and you don't want to give it up. But the Lord says, I want to help you. Just repent. Just give it up. Maybe tonight you need to come to the altar during the invitation and you say, I'm going to give it up. I mean, I'm already tired of fighting that sin. The Lord wants you to give up that sin. God wants you to give up living in darkness. The Lord didn't save us to live in darkness. The Lord saved us to live in daytime. And so why a person sleeps spiritually, why they're unconscious, ignoring? Because they are walking in darkness. Maybe tonight, young people, there's a sin in your life. Maybe you want to be obedient to your parents. Maybe you want to be faithful to church. Maybe there's something in your heart that you're rebelling. Maybe it's the music. Or maybe it's somebody at school that you are friends with and you want to give up. Maybe you like that friendship with that person that is unchristian. And you want to keep doing those bad things that God doesn't want us to do. Maybe tonight you need to give that up. You need to give up that friend. You need to give up that music. Maybe you still have your earphones and you hear that music on your phone. Maybe your mom or your dad doesn't hear where you're listening. But you know what? The Lord wants you to give it up. God wants you to give up that music you're hearing. Why not tonight you come to the altar and ask God for forgiveness? Stop walking in darkness. You see, you're affecting your parents. You're affecting your Christian life. You're affecting your church because of your sleeping spiritually. But number three, if you go to Book of Romans, chapter 13, Book of Romans, chapter 13, the Bible tells us another reason why people sleep spiritually. Not only because they're hiding or fleeing from the presence of God, not only because they're walking in darkness and sin, but number three, the Bible says in Romans, chapter 13, in verse 11, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The Bible says that it is high time. It is the time to wake out of sleep. They said, knowing the time, when we see here that the leaves are falling, the leaves are changing their colors, we know that winter is coming soon. That's our indication. That is a sign. We know that the times are changing. And we know because of the signs that are in this world that Christ is coming soon. We don't know when, but we know that he's coming soon. It can be tonight. It could be tomorrow. It can be this week. We don't know when, but Jesus is coming back. And the Lord tells us here that because we know the time, that we need to be awakened out of sleep because our salvation is nearer than when we believed. When we see a sports, maybe football or basketball, and it's the last minutes, maybe it's 2-3 minutes before the game is over, and we know that our team is winning. We can see the excitement of the people there in the stands. Maybe us, we're excited and says, you know, be careful with that football. Play more defense. And we get excited with our team. And with every minute that passes, the people are starting to stand up and start to cheer for their team because they know that the time is about to come where their team is going to win. And we know our time is coming. That we're going to be having the last victory. Yes, that the Lord is coming back and our salvation is near. It is the people are not there sad and crying or they're discouraged because their team is winning in the last minute. No, they're excited. And as Christians, we need to be excited. It's our time. It is our high time to be awakened and to serve the Lord more. Yes, there's difficulties and trials and things in our nation and our world. But it is our time. It is our time to be awakened, to keep on faithful to the Lord. Not only many Christians are sleeping spiritually because they don't realize their salvation is near. Oh, yes, maybe you have some difficulties. Maybe there's a sickness, there's something, some troubles in your family, in your heart, in your life. But you know what? The Lord is coming back soon. And all that is going to be finished. Tears is going to be finished. Sadness will be finished. Salvation is near. It is not time to sleep. Not only that, but let's look at the book of Luke chapter 22. Almost done. Luke chapter 22. Normally when preachers say that, they have a little more time, right? Amen. But Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, and let's look at verse 46. Luke chapter 22, verse 46. Why Christians sleep spiritually? Why people sleep spiritually? Verse 46, the Bible says, "And said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation." Verse 45 tells us why the disciples were sleeping. The Bible says, "And when he arose up from prayer and was come to the disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow." We see these Christians, these disciples, were sleeping for sorrow. Imagine in your minds how the disciples felt when they heard about the news that Jesus was going to die. In their minds, they thought that this was the Messiah, that he was going to be sitting at David's throne, and he was going to overcome the Romans. In their minds, they knew that they had given up their careers. They have given up the lives of fishermen and whatever careers they had to follow this Jesus, to follow this Christ. For 3 years and a half, they heard the teachings. They saw the miracles. And they thought in their minds it would be their physical Messiah. But finally, the Lord says, "I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I'm going to be buried. I'm going to rise again. And I'm going to go to the Father." And the disciples did not understand why this Messiah had to die. Why they were not going to have the victory over the Romans and Jesus overcome the Romans. They were thinking humanly instead of spiritually. And so because they knew it was about the time that Jesus was going to die, the disciples were sleeping because of sorrow. Many Christians are sleeping spiritually because of sorrow. Yes, the Bible tells there's afflictions. Yes, the Bible tells that we're going to have pain. Maybe there's a sickness that has come into your life. Maybe somebody has passed, has died in your family. Maybe there's some troubles. Maybe you have some losses in finances, a job. Maybe there's something in your life that is happening and you are in sorrow. But as Christians, the sorrow should not make us sleep. As Christians, our sorrow should help us to get closer to the Lord. That we should be awakened. The Bible says that we should pray so we should not enter into temptation. The Bible says there in Luke that the Lord took them to this place of this garden so they could pray. so they can get that spiritual strength what they were going to face that night and the following day. And the Bible tells there that the Lord says that you need to pray with me. He took those three disciples, John and his brother and Peter, a little closer to the so they can pray a little further with Jesus. But we see that all the disciples were sleeping because of their sorrow. Maybe tonight there's a sorrow in your life, in your family. And maybe that has made you sleep spiritually instead of being faithful to the church services, instead of being faithful to giving your tithe. Maybe you're starting to sleep and not giving for your missions and not going out soul winning and not having that convictions that you had before, and you're starting to sleep spiritually slowly because of sorrow. But as Christians, we need to be awakened. I want to encourage you tonight, not let your sorrow make you sleep spiritually. Then instead of that sorrow that will help you get close to the Lord, to be made faithful to the Lord, to read your Bible more, to pray more, to win souls more for the Lord, to do more for the Lord. Amen. Instead of sleeping for sorrow, we should be awake. And the Bible tells there in verse 46, he told them, why sleep ye? Maybe tonight the Lord comes to you through the Holy Spirit and says, why sleep ye? Is it maybe because you're fleeing or hiding from the presence of the Lord? Is it maybe because you're walking in darkness of sin in your life? Maybe is it because you don't consider that the Lord is coming back soon? Is it maybe because of some type of sorrow in your life? The Lord wants you to be awakened. There in verse 43, the Bible says, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. You see, the Lord submitted his will to the Father. In verse 42, the Bible says, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. He says to the Father, Lord, Father, if it's possible, let me not drink this cup. And maybe you have asked, like the Apostle Paul, maybe sometimes in your life, says, Lord, let me not drink this cup of sorrow. But you have to go through that sorrow. Maybe you have to drink that cup. And the Lord wants you to simply submit to his will. And the Bible says, there are nevertheless not my will, but thy be done. And when he submitted his will to God the Father, the Bible says that the Lord sent an angel to strengthen Jesus. Maybe tonight, through the word of God, the Lord is strengthening you. That in spite of the sorrow that you're going in your life, that you can be strengthened by the Lord. That the Holy Spirit can comfort you and you can be strengthened. That's just important to come to church. Many people, when they have some trials and problems, one of the things is stop coming to church. Right. But the Lord wants us to understand that we need more church. Amen. We need to be more reading our Bibles and praying and have that communication with our Heavenly Father. Because through the angel, through the message of God's word, you should be strengthened. When you come to church and you're going through some sorrow, some sadness, when you hear the music and when you hear the choir and when you hear the preaching of the word of God, you got to strengthen so you can keep on every day of your life. Why sleep ye? Tonight, the Lord comes to us and tells, why sleep ye? Maybe tonight you're starting to sleep. You're starting to be like Jonah, to go into the ship and you want to just be by yourself. You want to ignore what's happening all around you. Maybe tonight you need to come to the altar during invitation and say, Lord, I don't want to sleep spiritually. I don't want to be unconscious of what's going around me. I don't want to ignore what you have for me. I don't want to be in a state of non-action. I want to serve you. I want to be faithful. I want to be found faithful when you come back. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for what you have spoken to us. Help us as Christians, even at the last times, at the time that is about to happen, that the prophets and the preachers of the past has preached that Jesus is coming back soon. Maybe it will be in our lifetime that we should be awakened. That we should not be asleep spiritually. Maybe there's somebody tonight that's not saved. And they're sleeping spiritually in their sin. They're ignoring that they're on their way to hell. Maybe tonight they need to see in their condition that they're on their way to hell. Help that person to see their need, and they can get saved tonight. With your head bowed and your eyes closed, I'm going to have preacher come and finish the invitation.